The Food and Drug Administration is considering a plan that would curb the use of electronic cigarettes among teenagers. As Reno Public Radio's On Gray reports, a group of Nevada researchers have found that a significant amount of cancer-causing chemicals remain in the lungs after vaping.
Some studies suggest that fewer toxic chemicals are inhaled from e-cigarettes compared to traditional smoking. But a team of researchers from the Desert Research Institute, or DRI, and the University of Nevada, Reno, recently published a pilot study that found vaping isn't without adverse health effects. DRI's Vera Samburova says significant amounts of cancer-causing chemicals, like formaldehyde, aren't detected in liquids contained in the devices. The compounds are actually produced during the heating process.
We actually detect them only in the vapors which are produced by electronic cigarette devices. They actually form during the vaping.
The FDA says the brains of adolescents, which continue to develop through the age of 26, are essentially vulnerable to addiction. The agency is putting e-cigarette makers on notice. A handful of the largest manufacturers have 60 days to prove they are not targeting minors. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.